Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest developments from the financial world on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's start with news from Fitzpatrick's Financial Group, who increased its service suite on July 30th with the introduction of a new business planning service. This expansion correlates with a change in their leadership structure. Jossia Fabig, once the general manager of the advice division, is stepping into a consultant role, honing her focus on strategic growth and business planning as a high-performance coach. Andrew Fairweather, the group chief executive, will augment his responsibilities, working closely with Fitzpatrick's advice partners and the national firm board. Ms. Fabig's role switch will officially ensue on September 11th, with her consultation work kickstarting in October. This mirrored move of service expansion and leadership shift attests Fitzpatrick's commitment to their advisory network and ensures smooth continuity in their business operations. Next up, we shift to superannuation funds. The industry is currently working with the government's Economic Reform Roundtable to recommend adjustments to performance test regulations. Such changes would align regulations more accurately with strategic investments in infrastructure, private equity, and the residential housing sector. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, known as ESFA, has alerted that the present norms might negatively impact investment allocations. A review is needed to stimulate sustained investments. ESFA is keen on a balanced oversight by ASIC, especially in private markets. It's concerned about certain errors in surveys for assets such as unlisted investments and greenfield projects, which often fail to meet initial benchmarks. Member returns should remain the top priority in any regulatory change. In the global economy, there's worry over a potential slump in the U.S. economy due to the ongoing tariff inconsistencies. Reports from American Century Investments suggest a weakening of U.S. equities as the tariff tussle continues, which might call for revisions to forecasts. While cash returns are still outpacing inflation and bonds foresee stability, U.S. large-cap equities are seeing a slump from last year's 7.25% to a predicted 6.50%. Comparatively, small-cap and non-U.S. equities are portraying a stable outlook. This assessment from American Century is an amalgamation of six distinct scenarios that consider the coming 5 years' economic and demographic changes. Lastly, we look at the life insurance sector in Australia, which is currently under some pressure. Despite earning $9.4 billion annually from premiums, sustainability seems a problem. The primary boost comes from price hikes while the new business growth lingers at 8 to 9%. This is alarming, as over a fifth of Australians over 35 are underinsured. A decline in advisor numbers and a spike in claims, notably for individual disability insurance and total and permanent disability cover, pose significant challenges. Despite these issues, there's a sense of positivity. Zurich Australia's Kieran Ford acknowledges increasing incomes as opportunity-ridden, urging advisors to break into non-traditional risk advice markets for growth. Regulatory stability and initiatives like delivering better financial outcomes aim to rejuvenate the market. Remember, knowledge is your best investment. Keep yourself informed with us here at Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights. I'm Paige Estritori. See you tomorrow with more updates from the world of finance. Stay safe, Australia.